Suddenly, he let go of it and left, looking around with darting eyes. He appeared completely lost, as if in panic, not knowing where to go. Eventually, he disappeared into the shadowy hall of the station. They didn't talk on their way back. One of the reasons she loved him so much was that Anthony always seemed to know when it was time to be silent. She touched his hand with her finger, briefly and gently, as if to reassure herself it was real, that if needed there was this hand she could grab and hold onto. The noise of the football on the telly filled the afternoon. It was a welcome distraction and had the comforting sound of normality, the rhythm of everyday life. Claire was in her room upstairs, sitting at the desk by the window, surfing the internet. There were speeches and readings in Regent's Park, and several other commemorative events all over London. She found a website with photos and a short biography for each of the 52 victims. There it was again, the picture of the blonde girl. She was from Poland, 27 years old, and had been on her way to work that morning, perhaps thinking of her next trip back home to her family in Krakow when the bomb hit. They identified her because they found a fragment of her tooth in the rubble. Claire wondered how her parents had learnt of her death. They couldn't get her corpse back in a coffin. There was no corpse. There weren't even ashes. Maybe one morning, her parents had...